Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 97 of the Big Boo Cast. This episode is actually a continuation, a part two, of the discussion that Melanie and I had on episode 96 about some of our everyday favorites, and we'll get to all of that in just a second. But before we get started, I wanted to take a minute to talk about one of our favorite snacks, Kind Bars. Melanie and I are always on the lookout for delicious, nutritious snack options, something to throw in a lunchbox or grab for ourselves for a quick breakfast on the way out the door. Kind Bars are a key to our school time and snack time happiness. They taste great. They're made with ingredients we can actually recognize and pronounce. And that's precisely why I'm so excited to tell you about a special deal with the Kind Snack Club. You can try 10 Kind Bars for free, and all you have to do is pay shipping. When you order the sample box, you'll also get to try Kind Snack Club, where you'll receive monthly snacks at a discount and get members-only bonuses. Melanie and I both happen to love their dark chocolate nuts and sea salt bar, and as an added bonus for me, it's gluten-free. The sample box includes that particular favorite as well as other great flavors, not to mention their Kind breakfast bars and pressed fruit bars. I think you'll love their 10 snack sample box, and remember, all you have to pay is shipping. So if you'd like to try it, go to kindsnacks.com/bigboo. That's kindsnacks.com/BIGBOO for full details. And if you decide it's not for you, you can cancel your Kind Snack Club membership at any time. I think, though, that you'll be a fan of all the Kind goodness. Melanie and I are for sure, and we appreciate Kind being a sponsor for this episode. Alrighty, as always, we are so grateful that y'all have joined us. And just as a reminder, if you'd like to keep up with us on social media, you can follow the podcast at facebook.com/thebigboocast, or you can follow me, Sophie, on Instagram at boomama205. You can follow Melanie on Instagram at Melanie Shankle, and you can follow our good friend from the Popcast and the Bible Binge, Jamie Golden, who's also going to be with us at the end of this episode, at Jamie B. Golden on Instagram. Here's episode 97. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we are here to continue our talk of favorites.
Yes, we are. Here we go.
It was so wildly popular the first time.
It was. It went over so well that, of course, we had to do it again.
Not, we have no idea if it was popular. We're just the same. We're just recording a little later. It's the same thing.
Yes.
It swept the nation is really what happened. Our listeners.
Yeah, it really, it was amazing.
People
how that
everywhere
out.
Were clamoring for the Triscuit thins.
Yes.
Everybody
wanted them. Yeah. On the crackers and Zella leggings and all manner of things.
Mm-hmm. I think
bacon cheddar dip.
That's right. Trader Joe's could not keep up with the demand for this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about some more favorites today because it was just that much fun the first time. We're going to start this discussion with makeup remover, which what could be more exciting to talk about than makeup remover? I can't think of a thing.
I know. I can't either. Would you like to start us off on that exciting topic?
It's a heady responsibility, but I'm happy. I'm happy to do that. Okay. So for a long time, I mean, not a long time, but for several years, and I want to make sure I say it right. So I'm going to lift this up as I say it. My primary makeup remover for my face has been a soap by Cheeky Maiden, which is a handmade soap company.
Oh yeah, I had forgotten this.
You remember?
Yes.
And so it's their Complexion Bar facial soap, and it is all of $6 for a bar, and it's made with tea tree oil and calendula. I don't even know what that is, but it's very gentle. It's very soothing, and it takes my makeup off on my face. And I love it. I love the way it smells. I love how gentle it is. And I'm never without it. My attachment to it rivals my attachment to mentholatum in the sense that I am not going to go out of town without it. I'm gonna always try to have some bars on backup. I don't ever want to be out of it. Okay. I love it a lot. And then for my eye makeup, I usually will just buy some makeup remover, like eye makeup remover in the, we were checking out at Sephora and they have all the samples or whatever. I'll just buy something there to take my eye makeup off with.
Okay. Just whatever.
Yeah, just like whatever their makeup remover is. But you and I both know that there's something good coming out down the road from Hummingbird Farms, and we can talk about that in just a second.
Yes, I know. That is really, that had kind of been, but I had already started this before I discovered the Hummingbird Farms trial thing. I'm sorry, Piper is trying to really nest herself in here on a blanket right here next to me. Hey, stop. Golly. So I have just been keeping in my makeup. I just have been, and I think it was somebody emailed me and suggested this. I had been using, can you hear her?
It's like a pig
is next to me.
Welcome, Piper.
Golly. Have some decorum. Well, now she's stuck. Oh my gosh. So I've been using coconut oil, all that to say.
Okay.
So on my face. So I just scoop some coconut oil. It's a little solidified, but if you just grab and you rub it together between your hands, it liquefies. And then I just rub that all over my face. And then I use a warm, damp microfiber cloth and I wipe it all off. Okay. And then some nights, if I still feel like my skin feels, if I need a little bit more, I'll do my Clarisonic and my Cetaphil. But I really am liking the coconut oil.
Okay. Well, and so you and I were sort of, I wouldn't say guinea pigs, but we were sort of trial users
for
Hummingbird
group.
Farms. A focus group for Hummingbird Farms has a new skincare thing that I'm not exactly sure when it will be out, but I have to say that little system was my favorite system I have ever used. I'm just waiting for that to be replenished. Because I'll always use my Complexion Bar facial soap in the shower, but yes. I loved the Hummingbird Farm system at night. I loved it so much. It was in to get that cleanser oil on and put that on, and then the toner, and then to use the moisturizing oil that they're developing. Mm-hmm. It was delightful. I loved it, and my skin loved it too. It was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. And so I feel like I'm trying to still kind of replicate that now that it's gone, so I'll do, now that I'm out of it. So I'll do the, because I had some Dr. Gross, like vitamin C, ferulic acid, serum or something. So I'll do the coconut oil and then I'll use the serum and then later, and then like I'll let that soak in and then I'll use, as you know, my rosehip oil.
Yeah, and I'm still using rosehip oil, especially in the mornings. I love my rosehip oil when I get out of the shower. And then it just depends on what I use at night. Like when I was using the Hummingbird Farm stuff, I didn't use rosehip oil. I used the oil that they have put together.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'll use rosehip oil. So
Yeah. It was so good.
We've kind of gone the distance with the rosehip oil, I feel like. It's
I love it. Yeah, I'm in. I mean, like, I feel like I'm a believer in it. I feel like it works. And I feel like I get so many questions about people that ask, like, when do you use it? Like, it's just, you just put however many drops. You kind of have to figure out what's best for your skin. My skin's really dry, so it really soaks it up. So I use probably 5 or 6 drops. But I put it on, like, I'll rinse my face with water in the morning, and then I'll put that on, and then I kind of let it soak in, and then I'll put my sunscreen on top of that, and then my makeup. And then in the evening, I wash my face and I'll do the rosehip oil, after I wash my face, I let that soak in. I usually do that like right when I get out of the shower. And then right before I go to bed, I'll use Hummingbird Farms unscented cream, which is like a heavier cream. And I'll put that on my face right before I go to bed, just because in the winter, I really need that extra moisture. In the summer, I won't need that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say I probably use five drops of the rosehip oil too. And then I just rub it together in my hands and then I just gently apply it to my face. Okay. Well, what about, this is a hard right here, but what about your favorite Mexican food entree? Your favorite entree if you're going to order it in a Mexican restaurant?
I would say it's got to be straight up beef puffy tacos.
You love a puffy taco.
I love a puffy taco. If it's a good puffy taco, that is for sure, like, really. I have two things. A beef puffy taco is my go-to. You can pretty much get that anywhere in San Antonio. Like, that's an easy thing to find. My other thing that I love, not all restaurants have it, but it's a taco norteña, which is like kind of a envision. It's like a grilled flour tortilla, so kind of like a quesadilla, but then it's like refried beans, avocado slices, and then like beef fajita meat.
That sounds delicious.
It is delicious. I mean, like, I love it. There's a restaurant here called Saluna that does a good one. A restaurant called Rosario's does one, but you can't find it. Not everybody does it, but that is really probably my favorite. If a restaurant, like, if I go somewhere that has that, I will get it.
Okay. You know, I'm such a creature of habit when it comes to this kind of thing, but I love really good nachos. And I know that that's technically more of an appetizer than it is an entree, but I love like some good, like at Chewy's, they do ponchos where you get the little shell, and then, you know, it's like their tortilla chip is like a half a taco shell. And then it's got cheese and fajita meat. And I don't know. I love that kind of stuff. That's just kind of, it's got avocado if you want that. That to me is delicious. And then I also, I really love enchiladas with some form of green sauce on them. I think that is delicious.
Yeah, I do like that too. Yeah, I do like a enchiladas verdes, but my go-to is that what you call it? Yeah, okay. Because we're in San Antonio. It's an enchilada verdes.
Well, so, I do. I like a good enchilada, and I also I like a stacked enchilada with a fried egg on top. I find that to be delicious.
Oh well, I've never had that.
Well, that's another Chewy's thing, but like where they do the corn tortillas and there might be cheese or chicken in between, and they'll put a sauce on it, and then you can get a fried egg on top, and then that adds to the little sauciness. It's delicious. I'm not obsessed with them, but I am very invested in eggs right now. I don't know what this says about me, but I love scrambled eggs right now. I like a fried egg right now. I like a poached egg. I like eggs in all their forms right now. It's for some reason, I don't understand it, but it's true.
Okay.
This next thing is also a little mundane, but very important, I feel like, and very personal in terms of preferences. And it is our favorite candle, or as Kristen Wiig said on Saturday Night Live, our favorite candle.
Our favorite holiday candle.
I have very specific taste when it comes to candles. What about you?
You do. You have very specific taste. In fact, you kind of gave me a paranoia about buying somebody a candle. Like, I feel like that used to be one of my things, and I'd be like, oh, I'll get him a candle. But then one time you said, it's very personal what kind of candles people like.
Candles are very personal.
It's very personal. And so I feel like ever since then, I've been a little bit afraid of, you know what I mean? Like, to buy a candle, which is probably, listen, a good life lesson in the whole scheme of things, because not everybody likes, you know, they're not all created equal. Mm-hmm. So my favorite candle, which is hard to find. And so, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. Well, I say that now I'm looking to see if it's on Amazon, and I think it is. No, it is not. But it's Pickwick is the brand.
Is that the one that makes the noise?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Not that I know of. Okay. But it's Pickwick candles. I had mentioned them on my blog years ago, and they had sent me like a nice little note and said like they're like hand poured. It's like a small little company. But they have it's leather tobacco woods candle.
Okay.
And I really like it. I really like the way that smells, because it just, I don't know, it smells like an office. It smells like an office with mahogany and leather bound books.
Yes.
It's a It's a very wintry, fallish, it's this time of year kind of candle to me. Like, it just feels very homey to me in
a
way.
It's a sophisticated candle is what you're telling
me. It is. Well, and I think it comes from a place of, like, my Big Bob, my grandpa used to always smoke Sir Walter Raleigh tobacco. So it's something about there. It's a very comforting, that smell in some way is a very comforting smell to me mixed with the leather in the woods. So that is my favorite candle.
You have a backup?
Yeah, I think my backup would be, and I want to make sure I say it, that it's that Voya Spa.
Yes.
Brand, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And I like the goji orange.
That's also my backup. That's my second favorite candle. And I'm going to have at least one of those candles in my house at all points in time. You can get them at Anthropology. Mm-hmm. It's where I always buy them. They smell so good. They're a little citrusy, but mm-hmm. it's not floral at all. I really love that candle a lot.
Yeah, I like that one too. That one to me is more of a summertime, like springtime, summertime candle. But I do like those a lot. And I usually have one of those on hand somewhere. Now, I've discovered, as much as I love the way the Volcano candles smell, like the mm-hmm. ones that you get from Anthropology, I love those. And I think they're so pretty. And I think they smell so good. But I've determined, I don't know if I have an allergy, but something about them, they make me very congested if I have them in the house burning for too long. So I have some sort of allergy or something to them, or sensitivity to them.
Well,
which I hate because I love the way it smells. I really love the smell. I just can't have too much of it.
That's another one of my favorite candles, but I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's one of those candles where you've got to make sure that the people who are with you also enjoy that candle because it's a very distinctive fragrance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it'll make the whole house smell, yeah. You know?
For sure.
So,
In terms of what I don't, as a general rule, and this is no dig at Bath and Body Works, which is, as a general rule, I have a hard time finding candles there that I really love because they tend, one, those 3-wick candles are big. It's a lot of candle. It's a lot of smell. So, and it's hard to gauge what that smell is going to be like in your house until you get it in your house. So mm-hmm. all that being said, starting right before Thanksgiving, I'm going to load up on some Bath & Body Works fresh balsam candles, and I'm going to burn them.
Okay.
I love that candle, and it's very strong. It smells just like a fresh Christmas tree. It's clean. It's not sweet. But it's a home run every year. It's my favorite like Christmassy candle. That goji orange is probably my biggest go-to candle, year-round candle. But for a holiday candle, I really like that fresh balsam from Bath & Body Works.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to give that a whirl next year because I do like the smell of fresh balsam.
It's really good. And my friend Stephanie really likes it too. And so she was like, I was sitting on go waiting for those 3-wick candles to go on half price at Bath & Body Works.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a bunch. And then anyway, we pulled our friend Casey into it. And now she's a believer in them. Like, it just keeps your house will smell like Christmas regardless of how your Christmas tree betrays you. Like,
well, I love that.
It's delightful. Okay. What about, this is an odd thing I know, but what about K-cups? This is another thing that I think is very personal, a K-cup preference.
Yes. Yes. My go-to in the morning, like what we buy over and over again, is just Starbucks House Blend.
Okay.
That's what we get. We're straight up Starbucks House Blend. That's the house coffee of the Schenkel household.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you deviate? Do you try any others?
Well, I mean, I've had different ones and they're fine, but it's like, I just go back to, that's just to me a good basic cup of coffee. Like, it tastes like coffee. It's the right amount of whatever. And so we've tried like different variations of Starbucks and I always go back to that one. And we've tried some others that we've gotten from different places. And we always go back to that one. I think it's just the one that we both agree on, mm-hmm. you know, like we both like it. So we stick with it. Now, all that being said, after I mentioned that I am now a fan of the chai tea lattes at Starbucks, somebody told me you can get that in a K-cup. You can get the Tazo chai latte in a K-cup, and it comes with like a powdered creamer kind of situation, which I don't know entirely. Yes. And so you empty that into your cup, which Caroline has that because it now, speaking of holiday, at Target during the holiday season, I'm sure other places too, but Starbucks, you can get peppermint mocha K-cups, but it's all it is a peppermint mocha creamer that you put into a cup of coffee, but it comes as like a box thing. And she loves that. I will say it's not as good as going to Starbucks to get one, but it's not a bad substitution.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So I ordered those off of Amazon. And so I've started in the afternoons. Like a lot of times I'll drink one of those. And it's not bad. It's not as good as the one from Starbucks, but it's not bad.
Let me ask you this. Are you an Amazon Prime person?
Yes, of course.
We had a discussion when I was in Houston with my friend Marion, she was saying she'd ordered something and she said, it's taken forever to get here. And I said, well, was it Amazon Prime? And she said, oh, I don't do Amazon Prime. And I was like, you have got to do Amazon Prime.
It's the best money you'll spend.
It pays for itself.
Yeah, and more than pays for itself.
Yeah, she said, well, I don't know if I order enough. And I said, I bet you do order enough. Not to mention the original programming on Amazon. But I think Amazon Prime is a delight.
It's a delight. And the thing about Amazon is you think you don't, because right now you have to think about shipping. But now if there's anything that I need to order, I always go to Amazon first because I know I can get free shipping. Mm-hmm. So like, I mean, if Caroline needs a new pair of like shin guards, we're trying Amazon first. If Perry needs deodorant and we can't find it at whatever, I'm going to Amazon. Like anything I can get delivered through. I mean, my UPS man knows me on a first name basis. I mean, that's how often he's at my house.
You know, Alex was Teddy Roosevelt for President's Day. I got that mustache he wore from Amazon.
Yes. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
I got his fake little round glasses from Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's well worth it to me. Okay. Here's my
favorite. Can find anything.
Yeah. And so originally when we first got a Keurig, I ordered our K-Cups from Amazon, but then realized that our Costco carries the K-Cups that we like and have to beat the Costco price. But we like the Newman's Own medium roast K-Cup.
Okay. Well, now I may have to try that.
Some K-Cups taste like it's almost like somebody put a coffee syrup in there. It's like, flavor of coffee is in here. And I also like the Starbucks Cafe Verona. I like that one too. But both of those, the Cafe Verona and the Newman's Own Medium Roast, just taste like a good cup of coffee to me. So that's our winner in our house.
All right.
And you can buy 100 pods at a time at Costco. And why wouldn't you?
I don't know what else you would want. Yeah, what else could you possibly want?
Okay, here's our last official favorite thing that we were going to talk about. And this will be difficult and perhaps even controversial, I feel like. But
yes,
we cannot discuss favorites without venturing into this particular subject area. And that is mascara.
I know. Listen, and not one mascara can necessarily meet everybody's needs.
That's right. It cannot. I know this is a heavy topic for some of us. It comes with some regrets, with some deferred expectations.
Yes.
But I think we can only do what we can do, which is just to discuss where we are right now. So would you like to go first?
Yeah, I will go first. Okay. Now, first, I don't know if I have mentioned this, but I had a lash lift. And so what I will tell you is I haven't been wearing mascara because I don't currently need it right now with my current lash situation.
Listen.
I'm just saying it's a wondrous thing. But I will say that up until my lash lift, I was really loving, and I think it's my favorite of all the ones I've tried recently, is the L'Oreal Voluminous Lash Paradise mascara. It comes in a rose gold, like a rose pink tube, and I think it is just about the best. It's like $10 a tube. It's like the best thing you can get for the least amount of money.
I will say I have tried it, and it might also, now there's another L'Oreal one that I like, but I will say I did think that one was really good for a drugstore mascara, the Lash Paradise. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was good. The other L'Oreal one I like, and I'm going to have to look it up because I can't remember the name of it. It's not Lash Paradise. It's, hold on, I'm just going to get on the website and and see what I can see. This may take me a second. I appreciate your patience while I do this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I feel like it's important. This is, these are the things that really matter. It's an old version. That's why it's going to be down here at the bottom of the page. It's not one of their new, you know, it's not a paradise of lashes. It is a, hold on, I'm still scrolling. I also like it's L'Oreal Telescopic Mascara. If you have fine eyelashes, it's good for not overwhelming them. And then the other one that I like, it's not even show up on the website. Perhaps it has been discontinued. But so I do like the telescopic, but I have decided in terms of a mascara that I'm going to buy at Sephora or somewhere like that, or at a department store, I have returned to my old faithful, the Lancome, I would say Defend Seals. I think you probably pronounce it in a very French way. And
Defossé.
I don't know. But that I have decided it is my all-time favorite.
Okay. Well, you've liked that one for a long time. I feel like you have always gone back to that one.
Listen, I've wandered. I've come back. I've wandered. I've come back. But as far as what works for my eyelashes, it seems to be the best bet. So.
Okay. Okay.
I just wanted to put that out there in case anybody's in a bad mascara place.
Okay. Well, I think that's good. I think we appreciate you putting that out there because sometimes you just have to spend a little bit more to get what you're wanting.
You really do. All right. So all that being said, so those were our favorites. And I thought maybe a good way for us to sort of wrap up our discussion of favorites is whether or not we have a favorite app. Do you have a favorite app? Something that you use over and over and over again?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that I embrace apps the way other people do. I mean, they're fine. Don't get me wrong. But I don't care about tracking my health on an app. I don't care about whatever. Family calendar, I just get confused. I can't. It's too much. It's too much. I mean, I would say here are my apps that I use. I use my bank app because I can deposit checks and check to make sure that everything's up and up on my bank account. Here are my apps. I use those. I use, what else was I thinking? Waze. I use Waze all the time. That's probably my favorite if you're talking about a true app, because I feel like especially driving to all these soccer games and track meets, I can count on Waze to get me there. And that really, I mean, I'm going to be honest, that's about it for me. I mean, I have other apps on my phone, and then I use my White Noise app every night. The end.
Yeah, I love my White Noise app. That's a good one. I would say probably I use Voxer a lot, but not, I don't use it extensively, but I've mentioned before that's sort of how some of my mama friends here and I sort of, that's how we kind of communicate during the day because it's hard, you know, everybody's busy and anyway. So, but I would say probably Notability is the app that I use the most because it's what I use for when I speak. And so after kind of like I get a talk together, I'll load it onto Notability and then I'll make notes on Notability. I don't know. I use it a lot. That's where all my talks are filed on there. I can go back and look and see where I was a certain day. Yeah, I don't know. It's been handy for me. But I use it more on my iPad than I do on my phone. But I really do like Notability a lot. It helps me. And I use it in church to take notes too.
Yeah, well, because it's Notability.
Notability, where you take notes.
Notability.
Isn't that wondrous?
That is wondrous. Okay. Well, now I will tell you one quick thing. Just speaking of favorites, remember how was it 2 or 3 podcasts ago that I mentioned that I got the thing? It popped up on my Facebook page, and it was like 60 things on Amazon that you have to buy or whatever.
Yes. And remember, it's like my follow-up.
Well, I'm just going to tell you. Well, no, I got the charcoal stuff. I've only used it one time. It makes a tremendous amount of mess. Somebody had sent me a thing of a woman covered in charcoal who had tried to use it. It's not that bad, but it just is. It's a little messy. So I haven't really used it faithfully. But what I'm going to say is that it did something in my Facebook algorithm where now I get all of these like elite daily, like 40 products on Amazon that millennials can't live without. It's like they have looked into my soul and discovered all that makes me tick.
I can't even tell you how many things I have pending in my Amazon cart right now that I'm like, I'm making myself like I have to sleep on this. If I still think I need it in a week, I'll get it.
Can you give us, and like, can you tell us about two of those things? Like just a couple of things that have captivated you. Because here's what I think the thing is with you. It's an internal optimism almost. It is an unwavering belief that there is something magical out there that it's going to change you in some way for the better.
That's right.
And you just have to research a little bit and have the courage to try it in order to find
out. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. So I'm going to tell you the two things that really caught my attention recently. Hold on. I'm looking to find them. Is a collagen eye zone mask.
Okay.
It's deluxe. It's deluxe collagen eye mask. It's for women. It's by Purederm. Mm-hmm. It's got anti-aging and wrinkle care properties. It helps reduce dark circles and puffiness.
Okay. Okay.
It's $4.20. I'm going to just tell you that one is in my cart waiting, thinking that it might need to be ordered.
Now, we should mention that you sent me a picture of yourself the other night after you had put on a mask. And you said, gosh, I really liked it, but it really pulled my face down. And I told you in all love that in that picture, it looked like you had maybe suffered some sort of palsy or stroke.
Yeah.
Like it was significant.
It helped. I was telling Gully about it today. I said, I'll tell you what it is. It's the Hanacure mask. Okay. So I don't know if everybody else sees it on their Instagram as much as I do, but I think all these algorithms are singing into my soul.
See,
and so they know I'm
never
a sucker.
Have a mask on my Instagram. I just get dresses that I send you and shoes. That's what I get on my Instagram.
Uh-huh. I get the Hanacure mask. You won't believe the Hanacure mask. You won't even believe what these Korean doctors are developing. You won't even believe the lab process that has gone into this Hanacure mask. It has transformed Drew Barrymore's skin. You don't even know. It's miraculous. So of course I ordered it. And so for one mask, it's like, and here's the kicker. So to order one was $30.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, I'll order one and see how it does. So I used it, and I will tell you, it dries on your face and it pulls it so tight. You saw, like, it pulled my eyes down. I put too much on my under eye area. I mean, it pulled my face so tight. And like, I had to sit there and talk myself down the last 5 minutes because I felt like I was encased in concrete. Like, it was one of those where if I thought about it too hard, I would have quit breathing. Like, I'd had a panic attack. But when I took it off, I was like, oh my gosh, like my fine lines are legitimately gone. Like, it really did do something to my face.
Okay.
So I was like, and you mix it, like you get it. It's like a lifting gel and a serum, and you have to shake it up, and then you paint it on with a brush. It's very, I mean, these Korean doctors have worked. You don't even know.
Tirelessly.
They aren't even watching the Olympics because all they've been doing is in the laboratory working on these masks. And so I used it. Well, then I went on to see after I used it, I was like, okay, I really liked it. So maybe I'll order some more. Well, they say that you wouldn't even believe the results if you use it 3 times a week for 30 days. Well, what am I? Like, I've got a money tree in my front yard?
What are you,
I
was like, a Rockefeller? You're not a Rockefeller.
No. I was like, can't do that. So anyway, so I think that was maybe a one and done. Or maybe it would be like a special occasion if I needed to look really good like the next day or something. But I can't use one. I mean, I can't start spending $500 a month on masks. So yeah.
you wouldn't be having the simple suppers that I mentioned on the last podcast. You'd be having the no suppers.
I'd be having no suppers, and I'd also be living by myself because Perry Schenkel would say, you've lost your mind. Mm-hmm. So that would be that. So anyway, but it is kind of fascinating. If you want to do like it was a fascinating process. And I do think that it really made my skin look good and clear because it pulls out, you wouldn't even believe the impurities that it pulls out. It shrinks your pore size. It draws the impurities to the surface. It reduces your fine lines, but you can't even move your face. Like, no joke. So anyway, that's it.
Well, where I talked to Jamie Golden, she really broke down how to maximize samples at Sephora. And I feel like if you listen, it is going to compel you in a way that could lead to a whole other, maybe even a hobby is what I'm going to say, because Jamie works that thing in terms of getting the samples and the mask and the the potions and the serums and the salves. She, when we went to dinner, she had just gone to Sephora. And I mean, she comes out every time with more samples than I would ever use.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I need to listen to that. I mm-hmm. need to find out more about that. Mm-hmm. So the problem is I never actually go to Sephora because I order everything off of Amazon Prime.
Well, this might be worth a trip for you if you can okay. find the right person to help you. I really feel like it would be something you would enjoy.
All right. Well, on that note, I have to go cook my not simple supper because we're having meatloaf tonight. So I got to go get that situation going.
Hey, everybody, this is Sophie by myself in the middle of the podcast. And I wanted to take just a second to tell you about swap.com. With 2 million unique items to shop, swap.com is the largest online consignment and thrift store for women, men, and children. Swap.com offers more than 10,000 beloved brands the whole family can enjoy, including Gap, Calvin Klein, J. Crew, and many more. Swap.com offers shoppers the best prices on all popular brands without sacrificing quality or style. Their prices are 80% to 90% off average retail. Swap.com makes it simple and seamless to shop online. By using their filters, users can sort by price, brand, and condition to find whatever you need quickly. And Swap.com carefully screens each item received to ensure it's in pristine condition before going onto the site. Swap.com has hundreds of thousands of items for men, women, and children that are still new with tags, which means they've never been worn and they still have the tag on. So stop driving to store after store and sifting through racks. You can shop millions of clothes in seconds on swap.com. And if something doesn't fit, by the way, you can enjoy hassle-free returns within 30 days, no questions asked. So, if you go to swap.com and find some things that you really like, you can use the exclusive promo code BIGBOO40, BIGBOO40, and get 40% off of your first order. Some exclusions may apply, along with free shipping for orders over $10. And this offer is valid from January 31st through March the 10th. Thanks so much to swap.com for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. And now here's the rest of episode 97. Hello, everyone. It's me again, this time with different music. So remember last week when we talked to the delightful Jamie Golden about Black Panther and snacks? Well, today we're going to talk to her about even more stuff, specifically we're going to talk to her about some lowdown information on strategic Sephora shopping. It is probably not a surprise considering that we're talking about Jamie Golden, but this information, y'all, is solid gold. And I just made such a pun. I'm so proud of myself. Anyway, we so hope you enjoy the rest of this conversation with Jamie. And here we go. Okay, now this is a separate topic. But you have a skill that I feel like people who follow you on social media, particularly people who follow you on Instagram, know about. But it fascinates me because I don't know that I've ever understood really how you got here. But you are, to my way of thinking, a little bit of a legit Sephora expert, like hardcore Sephora expert. And I have gone to you at times and said, "Hey, I need concealer. What do I do?" And you have come back with a brief, a thorough brief of options and the yeah. pros and cons that each concealer brings to the table. So, first of all, how did that happen? Like, how did you become such a scholar?
Well, let me tell you, I always tell people I'm not really amazing at any one thing, but I'm pretty okay at a lot of things and like okay. mediocre at best. But sometimes that's all you need in a friend is for them to be able to tell you the minimal. But it really does come from a dark place. It sounds so weird. My Sephora comes from a dark place, but it was because like my mom growing up didn't wear makeup. And
okay.
Like she wore that, she used that CoverGirl powder, the compact, mm-hmm. that brown one.
I can smell it right now.
Right? You can smell it. She mm-hmm. used that like khaki colored concealer. And mm-hmm. my dad would give her both of those every year in her stocking. And to this day, he still does. Okay. And that was all she wore. she did not wear mascara or lipstick or, and even today she's like, why am I gonna fool with all that? And I'm like, okay, well, you're, and me, I, so what happened was I went to college and everyone apparently knew how to wear makeup. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, well, I am putting the eyeliner in the wrong place, I think. So I need a plan. And so okay. I didn't really come up with one. One roommate didn't wear makeup at all. The other roommate was like, let's just focus on your eyes. So I would just had a lot of patchy freckles and acne, but I had amazing cat eye. Like a cat eye. Yeah. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to my 20s go by and I'm like, well, I'm putting on foundation with my hands. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's not looking good on me. Like, and why do other people look pretty? Why do other people's brows look like that? And my brows, because I'd never plucked my brows. I had never done anything like that. And I was in the roommate's wedding who did the cat eye. Okay. And we had our makeup done. And I went away and I'm like, I'm a supermodel, you guys. I look like a Hadid. Before there were Hadids. I was like, I look like Cindy Crawford. What is this madness? And it really did turn a switch on where I was like, I have never looked this pretty like in my whole life. And so I suddenly just started. I remember I bought my first book, which was Bobbi Brown's like beauty book. Like, okay. I went to a bookstore and bought it and was like reading it. And I still love some Bobbi Brown products to this day. But I just started consuming information. And I started, you know, of course, the internet is a wealth of garbage and delight. And so,
yes,
I discovered YouTube, like beauty vloggers who would show you how to, you know, put on your, like how to put on your foundation, not just with your fingertips, and uh-huh. how to pick out the right concealer. And like, I didn't even realize that we didn't all have the same skin. I thought we all had, don't we all have an oily T-zone? Isn't that all uh-huh. of us? Uh-huh. And it's not. And so it was just learning. And then like, I would put on makeup and go out and people were like, you look so pretty. And it was like this perfect balance of like, oh, I feel prettier. Like I feel prettier. And not to the point of vanity. Like I'm not like, I don't just put on makeup to go to the mailbox because but I do powder my nose. I'm not silly. I'm not ridiculous. You know, I'm not going to Walmart without some concealer under my eyes. Like, I'm not crazy because I also know how God works. And that's where my future husband is waiting in the produce. Right. And I'm not going to. And I know everybody listening is like, well, he'll love you. Well, he might not. So I don't know what his choices are.
Yeah, no need to provide a stumbling block from the get-go in the way of dark circles.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So I just, once I started going to like the beauty counter, I would go to the beauty counter at, you know, Belk or a department store, Macy's or wherever, and have them do like almost like on a Saturday as a fun thing. Like, will you put makeup on? Just as a fun, like stress relief. Whereas other people might go running. That's so cute. I don't do that. I get in the car and drive to the Chanel counter or to the Lancome counter and just go, will you just do a little like schmoosh? Like, will you just do my brows or do an eye or help me with this concealer or whatever? And then it's just branched off into my beloved Sephora and its baby sister who can be ornery, Ulta.
I go to Ulta sometimes
but
I prefer Sephora.
Yeah, I think
as a general rule.
I think I tell people if you are more introverted, you will probably enjoy Ulta more because you're not going to get as much interaction and people constantly, because I find Sephora, they're very engaging. Like I hug, Francine is my person at the Sephora and we hug and I was with a friend and he was like, did she just hug you? And I'm like, Francine is like my therapist. She's my makeup therapist. Right. I'm like skincare therapist. I love her. Plus she gives me lots of samples for free. So I love her. So there's lots more engagement probably at Sephora. I find the Sephora workers will give me more honest feedback. I feel like Ulta people are great, but they'll often tell me what I want to hear.
And okay.
I've literally had women at Sephora or men even that work at Sephora spray things in my hair without me asking. I mean, like, no, no, no.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want that. Like, that's not for everybody, but I really love that. Like, no, do this. And I'm like, oh, you're right.
So how did you become I feel like you always know. Well, I mean, I know we can all know when the sales are because we have email, but
yeah.
You always know how to work the sales too. Is that just a skill you've cultivated over time?
Well, it is. It's just learning kind of the pro tips of how do you make, because we all want to save money. I want to save money because like I can't spend it all. It's for, I can, and I do, but I need to not because I have a mortgage. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I think there are ways to do it well. Sephora particularly only has really two major sales a year. They do it in April and November. You get 15 to 20% off. So that's when I buy my top ticket items, like skincare that's okay. expensive. Maybe if you have a foundation that you love, but it's more than you would like to spend, that's a great time to buy it twice a year and save a little cash, which is always nice. I follow a couple of great people. I follow a Reddit thread. Okay. On Reddit, there is a thread called Makeup Addict. And Makeup Addict is phenomenal. Now, you don't want to get notifications. You just want to kind of go in there and look around. But they'll not just tell you, like, Sephora, like, what to find at Sephora. But they'll also say, oh, today Stila has a sale for 20% off. Or Too Faced on their website's doing free shipping. And if you use this code, you get two free samples. So they'll help you work the system. Now, if you're a gambling or have a problem with money, this is probably not a good system for you. Because I, like, looked up one day and went, why do I not have enough money to pay my electric bill? This seems weird. Uh-huh. But if you are going to buy that stuff anyway, I like to go to Sephora kind of for the in-store experience and help me pick shading and colors. But then I'll often buy all of the stuff online, like, because that's okay. where you're going to get the best. Because if you order from Sephora online, with every order comes deluxe samples. And so you can pick right. deluxe samples, not just like little, you know how they'll send you that, like, here's some blush and it's underneath a piece of cellophane. And it's right. like one piece of dust. And you're like, wait, uh-huh. is this it? Is this how I put it on? That's no good. But they'll send you really deluxe stuff. And they have an insider program that's free. And with that, you earn points. And then you turn in those yes. points for surely goodness and mercy, which is great. Plus, they'll give you samples. The rule at Sephora is they will give you three samples in every section of the store. So, three in makeup.
What?
Yes. Three in makeup, three in skincare, and three in fragrance. Up to three. And you have to.
Really?
Yes. And it's my favorite thing because here's what you do. Let me help you work that system. So,
okay, please do. So, if you could see me right now, Jamie, by the way, I'm listening to you like you have uncovered an archaeological find, and you're telling me that what you have found buried underneath. Yes. I don't know, the sand on the Gulf of Mexico. And I'm fascinated by it.
Well, this is my version of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Like, this is okay. what I found. I have not found okay. anything of real value, but this is pretty good. So okay. The key is to find samples of things that are really expensive anyway. So, like, if you're going to get foundation, don't get, like, Sephora's foundation as a sample. Get Dior or Givenchy or YSL. Like, those are... like,
what was the one you said in the middle?
Givenchy.
Oh, okay.
Givenchy. You call it Givenchy. It's okay. I had to finally have, and listen, I'm not going to act like I am an aristocrat. Please know that somebody had to finally say, sweetie, it's Givenchy. It's French. I'm like, it's like when I go to Lancome and everything is like, can I get that Idol Taint? And they're like, well, it's Idol Taint. And I'm like, okay, well, that's a different thing. I don't know what the other was, but my goodness.
I can't pronounce anything there. And my mama did say Lancome, by the way. We got to go to the Lancome counter. So
I know. I like to say Lancome. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. But getting like skincare, always going for like Sunday Riley's products because they're super expensive. I mean, you're going to pay anywhere from $70 to $100 an ounce. Well, if you can get like a quarter ounce and a sample, you've just walked out with $20 worth of product, which is fantastic. I always get Cold Plasma from Paracone. It's my favorite skincare. It's a beautiful anti-aging, but it's so bonkers expensive. So every time I'm in Sephora, hey, Francine, can I get some Cold Plasma? And she's like,
Cold Plasma. I've never even heard of this. I'm telling you. I mean,
Cold Plasma cream. And then a lot of people really do love Fresh Sugar, which Fresh Sugar yes. makes a lot of lip products. And their lip serum is delightful, but it is usually $30 to $40 for the container. Okay. And you can get a sample that's like $4 or $5 worth in your sample. And they'll let you get up to three, like, makeup is great to do foundations or lipsticks. If there's a Dior lipstick that you love, like, do that. With fragrance, listen, that's the key. Is if there's a fragrance I want to try, everything smells amazing in the store. And then you walk out and you're like, why do I smell like I'm in Jurassic Park? Like, why did this not smell good on me? Well, the way to do it is say, hey, can I have three samples of fragrances? And I'm going to take them home and I'm going to try them and then I'm going to know. And then the bonus is I always go back because I know what fragrances I like now. I always go in and say, can I have a sample of this? Because that's going to be what I put in my travel bag when I travel. of the thing I already wear.
Now, let me ask you this, because I kind of have gone, I went through a phase for about 10 years where I couldn't wear anything fragrance-wise because it all just drove me crazy.
Yeah.
And if I'm in a meeting with a lot of people, I typically move to wherever most of the men are because I can't take the smell of a lot of like perfume and hair products.
Is that what you tell people? Okay. That's what I'm going to do too. It's the fragrance, y'all. It's the fragrance.
It really is. I get a headache. And keep in mind, when I go to work, I work with high school kids. The ninth grade boys stay outside. Ugh. Like they congregate outside my office in the mornings. It smells like the whole Axe factory exploded out there. Like there's so many smells out there. So what do you love fragrance wise for something that's really light and beautiful, but not overpowering? And just keep in mind, I don't really like floral. Is there anything that you like?
I don't like floral either. And mm-hmm. I like a more amber kind of, they can feel strong, but it's all about application, right? We're not like in the movies where we're,
I don't know.
It is. Okay. It is. Well, cause so many times we just spray it directly onto our wrist and then rub our wrist together. Right. Cause we're like,
but that's you spray what you it do. And you walk through it. You spray
that's
it.
That's right. You spray it and you walk mm-hmm. through it and you spray it far enough away that you're not already right under it. Cause you want it to disperse. For yourself too, like, cause it will last a long time. The heat of your skin keeps fragrance nice and fragrant for a long time. But like for me, I like things that are, well, here's what happened. I was in a Bath and Body Works, you know, where all of our scents start, right? And I'm in a Bath and Body Works and I discovered Central Amber. Now, my Baptist upbringing said you should not buy the one that says sensual, but it smelled so good on me because amber is a really good smell for me. Even so, more so one time I was with a friend and they were about to close and I was all out and I was like, find the sensual amber, like real loud in the store. And later when I got in the car at Brookwood Mall, I had a tweet from a person that said, I think I just saw you in Bath and Body Works screaming, where's the sensual amber? I wish we had met. Like, it was a stranger. Like, I had not even met her before. But she's like, I'm pretty sure that was you.
That can be your band name, Jamie, when you start a band. Sensual Amber.
Mm-hmm. Sensual Amber. That's so perfect. That's going to be my autobiography. Sensual Amber. but I say that to say, that's what I learned about Amber. So I went in and said that. So if there is a scent that's more basic that you love, what is great is the right person who works in like Sephora, there's somebody who works in fragrance, like that's their job. Uh-huh. And you can say, hey, can you give me some samples of things that work in, like, I don't like floral, or I really like something light, or I like lavender, or whatever it is you love, they will help you do it. For me, what I wear is I wear black opium. So I've gone from Central Amber to black opium. I feel like it's gone downhill spiritually.
It's okay. But,
yeah, it's fine. So I wear black opium from YSL, which I love. But one great trick at Sephora is they do value sets, and you always want to buy value sets and gift sets that Sephora puts together because they're a great bargain. That's the first thing. But their perfume sampler sets are gold because they will do a perfume. And that right now I was in there just the other day.
I saw this yesterday on Instagram.
That's right. And they do sample sets that have anywhere from 6 to 15 samples of perfume. Now you might go, why would I spend $65 on a box of baby perfumes? That seems silly. But what they include is they include a certificate that if you like any of the ones in the box, if one of them is the one you're like, that's the one, I love it so much, you then take a certificate and they give you a full bottle of that one. So you've paid $65, which you would have paid anyway.
Wait, they give it to you?
Yeah, they get it's a you get the bottle you want.
For
it's
$3?
For $3. I know.
My mind is blown.
It's fantastic. And usually the fragrances that are in the box are on a theme. So there'll be a floral box, there'll be a woodsier box. So you can already kind of know like, oh, well, this is where I'm going to like hang out. Plus, Sephora has one of the most generous return policies. Listen, I've been super poor, super poor, but never poor enough not to try to work that Sephora system. And listen, they'll take it back even if it's half gone. Like, they're so sweet and generous. And they're like, yes, Jamie, we will take back this lipstick that you have broken in half, but it was only a nub. Thank you. Can I get a new one? Same color. I don't feel good about that, but that God has forgiven me of that. But,
right.
But they have a generous... So you could even take that. If nothing in the sampler pack worked, you could say, can I return this and exchange it for one? They would do it willingly, which is great.
This has been the most informative And for, I mean, this discussion really, I feel like, I've gotten several takeaways, but the first one is I'm underutilizing my Sephora customer service representatives in the store. I'm underutilizing them.
Yes, they're great.
That's the first thing. And then the second thing is the sample business. I had no idea you could get 3 samples in every department. I never get any samples.
Listen, I feel like when I leave, I get a big bag, but I've bought 1 bottle of dry shampoo and it's just rolling around in the bottom, like 9 samples. Plus I've turned in some points to get a little package of something.
Sure.
And maybe a birthday gift, like you in their insider program, they give you a birthday gift in your month. And my birthday is 4 times a year, so it's really convenient. And so all of that to say, like, it can feel expensive, and I'm not saying it isn't. It can be very expensive. But when I look at products and I go, well, this lasts me a long time. And I use a mix of drugstore and prestige brands. Like, I mix it up because I really want what works. And I'm not afraid to say that sometimes Walgreens, the products there work. But I like that at Sephora, we can try it right there in the store. Like, I can put this lipstick on right now and see it and then walk out with it.
Okay. Well, this has been revolutionary for me. This is life changing. Thank you. I feel like you've done us. You've not just entertained us today, Jamie. You have provided a service, and we are grateful.
That's my goal for any day of the week. Can I entertain, but also provide a service? And most of the days, it's only the former.
No, I disagree, because you and Knox have a new podcast that's coming. Out. It actually started yesterday. Today's Monday. Started Sunday. Called The Bible Binge.
Yes, we are very excited. We did an episode of the podcast, which is all pop culture, and we did an episode on twins in pop culture. You know, Mary-Kate, Ashley, the twins.
Yeah, I remember this episode.
I know. And we talked about Jacob and Esau because they were two of my favorite twins in the zeitgeist. I just think, listen, and that story is not messed up from day one. It's fantastic. It is the best story of twins. Well, we talked about it in a way that was really, and people said, that's the first time I've enjoyed. People would message us and go, that's the first time I've really understood that story in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And it prompted a discussion saying, you know what? Because he and I we're both believers. We both love the Bible very much. And we were like, you know, that's the dilemma, is that so often, I don't know if you've heard, but Christians can sometimes be the worst. And so we were like, how do we represent Christianity well, the best we can, but also maybe improve Bible literacy? Like, making the Bible, for those who haven't, you know, read it in a long time, but also for people maybe who've never read it at all.
Right.
What is it about, and help them understand? So we created the show called The Bible Binge, and every episode we recap a Bible story just like we would recap The Bachelor. God is so proud. Mm-hmm. The Bachelor or Game of Thrones or anything like that. And what we do is each season is on a theme. So this first season is the family tree of Jesus. So we kind of look at some of those branches, some that don't fork. Yes, that's true. And the first episode is Adam and Eve, and we just kind of break it down, like, and we cast it like if it was a movie, so that you can kind of have a person in your mind as we're talking about it. We also do, like, so what, who cares? What does this matter? Some application. And then our favorite part is because we are heretics, if nothing. And so sometimes we talk about the Bible and we're like, well, maybe we got all that wrong. And what we do is we have a gentle rebuke section. And our friend Elizabeth, who is a literal Bible scholar.
Yes, she is.
She's a Bible editor and Bible studies editor. And she listens to our episode and then writes this beautiful kind of, hey, this is what you got right. This is what you got wrong. She said recently in a story on Instagram, she was sharing it with her people, which I thought was so generous. And she said, and then I scour thousands of years of Bible scholarship to point out the errors, and then they ignore me. And so we do sometimes go, well, agree to disagree. And she's like, well, you can't, because I'm telling you the truth.
Right. Yeah.
But it's a beautiful discussion. We think we represent all parts, where people would listen and maybe not agree or feel like it's different. And you're going to get represented. You're either going to hear yourself in Elizabeth, you're going to hear yourself in Knox, or you're going to hear yourself in me. And I think it's fun. It's light. It's great to share with people who maybe know you're a Christian, but they're not, or they're out of church, and you're like, how do I reel them back in? It's a great little tool to kind of, like, sneak the Holy Spirit into their ears.
I'm so proud of y'all. I think it's the neatest idea. And we're gonna actually put a little preview of that. We'll show up in our feed here in the next couple of days so that people can listen to a part of your first episode. But
Thank you so much.
I think y'all do just the best job. I'm so proud of y'all. And y'all have phenomenal live shows, which are so stinking funny, and you've got several of those coming up, right?
Well, and you're a guest at our Birmingham show, which is sold out, but you're a guest at our Birmingham show. And then our Dallas show is, our guest is actually Melanie. You are actually, it's the best. If you come to Texas, you can see Big and Boo. Big will be in Dallas, Boo will be in Austin.
That's right. On the same night.
Mm-hmm. On the same night, we were like, well, Jamie, I mean, we're so funny. We were like, we didn't plan that as well as we could have. But we think it's bad. Like, if you want to go to Austin, go to Austin. Come to Dallas. It's going to be a fun night either way. You're great in the live show. So I am excited to listen. I'm going to make somebody let me listen to you on Jamie Ivey's live show. She doesn't normally publish the audio because it's saucy. And I feel like you are going to thrive in that environment.
Well, you know, I feel like what happened to me at y'all's first live show here in Birmingham, I feel like really my truest self shows up, which is maybe a little like when Melanie and I publish podcasts where we're both real opinionated. We have different episodes where for whatever reason, we're super opinionated. That's typically a little bit more me than maybe how I normally come across. And so it is great fun to be able to be a little snarky and salty about pop culture. It's great fun. I love it.
Your salt is welcome here at the Popcast Salt Line.
Thank you, Jamie Golden. I'm so proud of y'all. And I've told you 1,000 times, like, you were made to do what you're doing. And I'm super, super proud of you for all the things that y'all have going on.
Thank you. And to Melanie for being so generous with us. I mean, like, you really do have this amazing platform and you're so generous with it. And I mean, the people like us, we're so grateful for that. Truly.
Well, you're welcome. And thanks for spending some time with us today and educating us.
Thank you, friend.
Alrighty, y'all. That's it for episode 97. Thanks so much for being here. Melanie is still out of town, but on behalf of Melanie and Jamie, I think it's safe to say that we hope you have a great week and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. We'll be right back.